everyone. Welcome back to Hunter Logan Unmiked. I'm your host, Hunter Logan. Who else would I be? This is episode 4 of season 10. I'm calling this one, Who Did You Do It For Really? And when I say, Who Did You Do It For Really? I'm talking about me and the Lord. I have made the statement to several people. I might have even made it on the radio. I'm not even sure. I might have said it on my show. I don't know. We got some lean times at the radio station, no doubt. And we're starting to come out of those a little bit. Praise the Lord. But during those times, I had seen where a lot of the artists that I've helped, and when I say that I've helped, I should say that the radio have helped. But of course, I've been here on the morning show, so together, the radio and me, we have broke those artists. And when I say broke those artists, we're the ones who got their music played for the first time. And I've seen those artists since kind of just forget about HLE Radio. And the only time they think of HLE Radio is they'll send me an email or a message, say, hey, I got a new song coming out such and such time. You go ahead and play it. Not all the artists, but most of them. The ones that hadn't been like that pretty much are the select artists. They're the ones that support the station. Now, most radio stations, you know, artists don't give money to. And you're not really giving money to the radio station because you're getting something back in return as a select artist. I think we went over this in an episode. But it does help keep the radio station going, which helps get your music out. Now, there's not a whole bunch of Christian country radio stations out there. And rarely does any Christian country get played on major FM stations. It's just really a small market. And I believe it's going to stay a small market until some folks unite and quit trying to be the authority on all of it and put God first and become ministry first radio stations. God will not share his glory with anyone. This I have found out. This I know. It's going to have to be about him. Hence this episode, Who Are You Doing It For Anyway? Getting back to my first part of what I said at the first of the show, those artists who kind of pretty much forgot about HLE Radio, I've watched them go and spend thousands, and I'm saying thousands of dollars, with organizations who can't do anything for them. They promise them all kind of stuff. Yeah, we can do this for you. We can do that for you. We can do this. And all they get is a showcase in front of the same artist and wannabe artist that are just starting out. It's the same old playbook that the industry's been using forever. And these people get their dreams crushed, and then they get soured on all of it. And then the radio station, HLE, you know, we suffer for it. We do. By that time, they don't have any funds left to support anything because they done went through it all with these people who supposedly going to help them out in Jesus' name. Or they're so burnt on it that everybody is like the people that took advantage of them. When we never asked for anything to begin with, we never took advantage of them. We helped them. Instead of paying $1,000 a month, you could pay pennies a month, really, and get your music out there. And you're doing ministry at the same time. But you're getting something back when you support HLE Radio. You shouldn't support it to get something back. You should never give into the kingdom of God to get something back. But me being an artist, long before I was a radio guy, I understand that. So I wanted to make sure that they do get something back. But then, those statements I made over the last few years, about how those artists, you know, don't have nothing to do with HLE radio anymore. They don't stop in. They don't. Used to. If I had something going on, they were here. Because we gave them a platform. The last few years, I can count on two hands how many have been here. There's also been artists who have passed right by here and haven't stopped at all. Used to. They'd pop in. They'd stop in. Not anymore. I was taking a shower the other morning. When I get up in the morning and stumble in to the shower and getting ready for work and coming to work, that's my alone time with the Lord. And right before the morning show, usually. But I don't have a pile of stuff lined up. And I get my Bible reading in, and sometimes it carries over through the show, but that's my closet time with the Lord. It's when I listen for him to speak. That's when I talk to him. But that morning, he hit me. And he said, "Who are you doing this for, Hunter? Why are you upset about that? Why are you upset if artists don't come? Who did you do it for? Did you do it for you? Is anything owed you? Or did you do it for me in my name? Was it done for you? Or did you do it for me?" Ooh. You know, I had to repent. I had to repent. Am I going to lie? And I did. I repented right then and there in the shower. And I said, "God, I'm sorry. You're right. They didn't do it for me. I did it for you. You allowed me to do that. You gave me what I asked for, a way to tell people about you. Nothing is owed me." And that's what I said. Who did you do it for? So I'll ask you before I go today, who did you do it for, really? Who are you doing it for, really? Are we really doing what we need to do? Are we doing it for him, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Are we doing that? That's what I'm doing. I am no longer upset by who thinks I need to have ethics, who thinks I don't need to be doing music. Whatever artist says that, I know who it is. I found out who's saying it, or a couple of them I found out. It's funny. I figured it would be somebody who was nice to my face. Now I figured I had that idea. But you know what? It's all right. They'll never know I know. They might listen to this and figure it out, but it's okay. I'll never say anything. All good. So I'm doing it for him. And if I'm truly doing it for the Lord, then I can't expect anything. Because I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for him. Doing it for him. Amen. I'm going to leave it right there. Hey, I love you and I appreciate you. I really do. And so does God. He loves you. No matter where you're at. Believe me, he hasn't forgot about you. No, he hasn't. And know that he is waiting for you right where you left him. And he wants you right back. Because he loves you and he cares about you. He never stopped. Well, I hope to see you on the next one. Remember, thehunterlogan.com. Help me out if you can. Definitely with my YouTube subscription. I need help. Well, I need marketing help is what I need. Any of you out there feel like marketing is your calling? You need to do some marketing ministry? I'm in big need of it. All right. Love you. I'll see you.